Last week, the Census Bureau released data proving what many people suspect. Fewer and fewer couples are reaching their 25th anniversary. For the first time since World War II, the Bureau reported, men and women who married in the late 70s had a less than even chance of being married a quarter century later. Some of those people were widowed, but divorce accounted for a lot of them. Divorce is usually seen as a failure, sometimes as liberating, yes, but more often as a painful rupture. We don't send out cards announcing, "My love blossomed, went to seed, scattered in the wind, and was planted anew." I view DIVORCE as a chance to renew. The same Census Bureau figures show that couples who married in the late 1950s have about a 70% chance of still being married today. But we can't peek inside those numbers to know whether the Smiths or the Jones are still kind to each other, or ever were. In the 50s, couples had an almost 95% chance of still being married after 5 years. If you did divorce, you were in the 5% statistical bracket of losers, in Elizabeth Taylor's category. I remember the suddenness and finality of being 6 and having my mother announce that she and my father couldn't live together anymore. It's as though my mother had said, "Your skin is going to turn blue today, and you will always be blue." My father had already become a ghost in our midst, appearing just on Sundays to take us out to the matinee. There was also a social sanction. The whispering campaigns against my mother, the kids who suddenly couldn't come over to play after school, the birthday invitations that stopped coming that year. Nice women didn't get divorced. They worked so hard just to get married, just to have someone take care of them. Think I'm kidding? This song, written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, was Grammy nominated in 1963, sung here by Victor Moe.
Don't send him off with your hair still in curlers. You may not see him again.
Of course, no one wears curlers in the daytime anymore, but that doesn't seem to have improved the divorce rate. Removing the stigma from divorce seems to have pushed up the divorce rate, but if that leads to later marriages or second and third marriages, perhaps that's the evolution of personhood. Burt Bacharach himself, I note, has been married 4 times. And the new report from the Census Bureau notes that half of all women over 20 are living without a husband. As for me, well, I only married once at more than twice the age my mother was when she married my father. My husband and I are just heading for our 3rd anniversary. Leather. But I think we'll get to silver, even though this is one of my husband's favorite songs.
Pour the wine, start the music, time to get ready for love. Oh, time to get ready, time to get ready, time.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. Andrea Seabrook will be here next week. I'm Jackie Leiden.